JD Vance backs $103,265 fee for every new H-1B visa. By Neil Munro on August 24, 2026. If an American corporation needs workers, it should hire and train Americans, Vice President JD Vance posted shortly after agency officials announced plans to charge $103,265 for every new H-1B contract worker who is imported by U.S. companies. The statement spotlights Vance's continued outreach to the many U.S. college grads who are being sidelined by the visa worker programs. The programs allow U.S.-based managers and executives to quietly sell white-collar jobs to mixed-skill foreign graduates via kickbacks, subcontracts, and other favors, often at huge costs to company shareholders. The H-1B program keeps at least 730,000 migrants, plus at least 150,000 spouses, in jobs that would otherwise go to Americans and their families. The massive foreign population helps to spike the unemployment and underemployment rates for American computer science graduates up to 26%. Watch, Vance, we fight socialism by investing in Americans, not throwing slogans at them. Unsurprisingly, Vance's opposition to the visa program is generating conflicts with many major investors who oppose Trump's new H-1B plan. Very bad, said a X message from Todd Schulte, the president of Forward.us, which is the leading migration lobby for wealthy investors, he said. Just now, Trump admin has posted the proposed rule for their long-rumored massive tax, $103,000, on every single new H-1B visa. Along with a tax on INT students and rumored attack on OPT, this is designed to simply gut U.S. ability to attract, retain world talent. Very bad. The $100,000 fee on international students a very bad idea, claim two business-backed, pro-migration economists. The new fee could be operational by the end of the year and is in addition to a $100,000 fee that Trump imposed on new arrivals with H-1B visas. Trump's $100,000 is still in the courts. But the new rule is certain to be sued by pro-migration lawyers, likely as an illegal diversion of federal income. Vance has no legal authority in Trump's presidency, and he needs business support to win the 2028 election. But he is using his position to cautiously promote opposition from college graduates, and to investigate the endemic and near-inevitable fraud through the H-1B program. This is not just fraud, this is a criminal enterprise that stretches far beyond the borders of America, Labor Department Inspector General Anthony Desposito told Breitbart News during an interview in his D.C. office. He explained, without revealing too much of an investigation, I think that when complete, one of the things that will probably make the American people most angry and will probably lead to the biggest change from lawmakers, they will probably bring oversight to this, is the fact that many of the individuals that you're talking about that are selling these jobs, getting kickbacks, we will clearly outline and define their relationships with, whether it's gangs, or whether it is transnational criminal organizations. The Justice Department is also cracking down on some companies. Amid industry opposition, Vance's criticism is gaining ground. Sometimes you've got to say, you know what, that was gross abuse. Chamath Palihapitiya, a Vance-friendly Silicon Valley investor, told an evasive Axios reporter in June. He added, I think that there's been a lot of abuse in some of these foundational programs, and I think if you're going to set them on the right course, we have to be honest about the abuses. You need to stop and detourniquet the bleeding, so that you can re-establish trust with the American population at large. You have people faking their resumes, Indian immigrant businessman Vivek Wadhwa admitted in August, adding. So you have these body shops, white-collar staffing companies, who bring people in, and it's cheap labor. So it's a fact. It happens, probably about 20-25% of the people who come in on H-1B visas fall in that category. Last week, Wadhwa called for changes to the program, saying, yes, many Americans were disadvantaged by the H-1B and we must admit this. I have said many times that this is a flawed visa which needs to be rethought. Now is the time to do this, no excuses and no blaming anyone. Americans don't hate Indians and they are not racists. They rightfully hate the abuse by unethical Indians of a system that was meant to uplift America. Still, India's economy is built on massive migration into Americans' workplaces, and India's leaders are aggressively trying to accelerate their conversion into citizens with votes. The new federal actions are building on the growing number of revelations by lawyers, advocates, writers, tech professionals, usually via social media accounts. Many lawsuits, books, articles, whistleblowers, former officials, presentations, and databases provide vast evidence of massive workforce replacement throughout the U.S. white-collar sector since the mid-1990s. The displacement is driven by the ability of clever U.S.-based managers, mostly from India, to privately use the visa programs to sell the jobs held by their skilled American employees and contracts held by subcontractors. The private networks and job sales are managed via wage kickbacks, often called the 80-20 rule, to trusted co-ethnics who win the H-1B lottery by luck, not skill. The profits are quietly distributed via layers of subcontracts, managers and executives, and they grow as managers featherbed U.S. offices with extra non-productive workers at elevated wages. Watch, Vance, the process of rejuvenating small-town USA has begun. The mixed-skill migrants often compensate for their absent skills by working long hours and by hiring their own workers in India to do the actual work, regardless of privacy protections. They are often leased in C2C blocks by subcontractors serving Fortune 500 companies. Indian visa workers get promoted by prior H-1Bs into management tracks, then favor the next wave of Indians and shift investment towards India. The result is that the vast majority of American tech professionals are being sidelined and denied any hope of advancement into management or entrepreneurship. That population replacement slows U.S. productivity, degrades technology innovation, and costs shareholders. Indian officials are also concerned about the Trump reforms, because the H-1B program is a primary pipeline for Indians to settle in the United States. Indian professionals brace for major immigration blow, said the Times of India. More than 1 million Indians have crowded into the bureaucratic booth that distributes green cards to the Indian migrants who are employed by companies in the United States.